Now it's time for Letter from Prague, and this one is by Jan Wellinger.
With the autumn approaching, it'll soon be time here in Prague for the annual Mind Games Olympiad, held at the Tirsch building in Prague's Little Quarter. For anybody who likes games, it's a great event, lasting several days, allowing visitors a chance to play all kinds of different titles that belong to the Paluba Association. That's run by dedicated and bright-minded individuals who, you guessed it, love games. Don't tell these guys games are for kids. Not that the Czech Republic has a long games tradition. It doesn't. Not too long ago, the best anyone was likely to come up with on a rainy day at the cottage was a moldy edition of Člověče nezlob se, Man, Don't Be Angry. That's the Czech version of the children's game Ludo, where you try and get your pawns to home base while bumping your opponents off the track. Not quite a scintillating experience unless you're about 8 years old. On the other hand, in the early 1990s, there was at least a decent parody of the game developed by comic Czech singer and songwriter Ivan Mladek. His game, Soudruhu nezlob se, Comrade Don't Be Angry, made far better use of the original game's simple but ruthless principles in a way that was funny and wonderfully dark. The idea was to roll and move your pawn along a track, gradually collecting cash and cards that either helped or hurt your rise in the echelons of communist power. One card that I remember well read something like, Drunk in the pub, you declare Havel will one day be president. Go straight to psychiatric ward for treatment. In its way, the game perfectly captured the euphoric mood of the 90s following communism's demise. In the very last stage, you traded in your hard-earned Czechoslovak crowns for West German marks so you could make a final, cynical dash over the border to the west. A final roll of the die determined whether you successfully made it past the machine guns, minefields, and electric fence. Like I said, the humor was black. Since then, in the Czech Republic, games have come a long way. Though designers here, with one or two exceptions, have still not made great inroads into actually inventing new titles or getting them produced, distributors at least have brought modern foreign games onto the market. Many are designs from the so-called Euro School, notably neighboring Germany, but also England, Italy, and France. Some Czechs, as a result, are now familiar with names like Borg, Knizia, Fajduty, and Frise, to name a few. Games today can still be simple, or they can be remarkably sophisticated, some employing modes of planning or strategic thinking that wouldn't be out of place in the company boardroom. Except they're probably a lot more exciting. The more you get involved, the more you learn about various mechanics, from area control to auctions to push your luck. And it's not only the style and fluidity of play that attracts, but theme and overall packaging, of course. Historical settings are particularly favored, and they can be from the time of the first civilizations to Cleopatra to medieval Europe, which is always fun because you can always tell your opponent, I'm going to get medieval on your, geeky? Absolutely. But game lovers have long learned to wear geekiness on their sleeves, the most famous game site of all, including the word geek in its title. Some people knit, some fall for video games and retreat to a dark corner and something of an anti-social shell. Others fall for mind teasers they can never put back together again and end up in that psychiatric ward from Soudruhu nezlob se. Still others fall for chains and latex outfits, nothing wrong with that. But if you suspect you might like games, a social activity in which you can often amiably crush your opponents in unexpected backstabbing assaults, and still share a beer at the pub afterwards, you might want to check out the Tirsch House in a few weeks' time. Game over, man! Game over! Is a cry that you hear often, followed by the question, what are we going to play next?
Thanks for that, Jan. This is Radio Prague coming your way from the Czech Republic. Now, fasten your seatbelts. It's time for Magic Carpet.